Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't believe I have to give a vigorous defense of Joe Schobert, but that coming up after the news. Also, Mary Kay Cabot at 8:25. And remember, tonight, during the Tampa Bay game and all throughout the season, 216-861-0094. The hotline we don't even have a name for. We can call in and complain. Or call it, you can do Super Bowl Super Browns into it a million times if you want to. This is during the game, hot takes as they go, and we'll get them to you during the game.
Obviously, we're only going to play the best ones.
Yeah, so they got
to
be good.
Try to do something original.
You better get in there and be like Jake the Snake Roberts in your promo. You better be on the mark. It's time for role reversal. All right, we ready for this? How many do we have this week? Do we have three?
75.
How many do we have?
We have three.
We have three. Okay. We have three of these. Well, let's go. Now, I'm...
You don't.
You changed it
you
up
know
on
nothing.
Me.
Yeah.
I know. I have no idea who's going to call. I have no idea who this person is. So here we go. Role reversal number one. Here's the first voice.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, that was so close.
Hey, it's Tim Richards from the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Ken, I have a question for you. Let's say you were at our radio station. You know, you're here, you're there anyway, getting coffee every single day and really not saying how you get coffee and roll out. What would be your go-to song? You got to keep in mind, family-friendly, one of those type of songs. What would be your go-to song?
In general?
He can't respond to you.
Or for anything. Yeah, that's true. He can't respond to me. In general, Call Me the Breeze by, which is actually by someone else. I think it's with JJ Cale. But it's Call Me the Breeze by Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's my favorite song. My number one song. Altogether,
fit
yeah, the go-to
format,
song.
Really,
but not on start. You can play it on start. Okay, fine. Betty
like
and the
Taylor
Jets,
Smith.
Elton John.
That's pretty.
They
good
play
one.
That on Star 102.
A lot of
the
piano
Jets.
In
yeah,
there.
They do. Yeah.
Perfect.
I love Elton John, but I would say that my number one all-time favorite song ever would be "Call Me the Breeze" by Lynyrd Skynyrd. You got Billy Powell here on that piano.
Who?
You've stated before that you would like that played at your funeral.
Yes, I would.
I have asked them. Year after year, every year, they make the big switch, and everybody in Cleveland braces for it, and they make national headlines when they do it, when they're going to switch to Christmas music every year, or holiday music, whatever you want to call it, every year. And every year I ask them, I want the first song to be by NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and they've never done it, but they do play it like within the first hour. So that's what I get out of Jen and Tim.
Okay. Wonderful. Are we ready for the second?
Yeah.
Here we go with the second.
What's up, guys? This is, well, I thought was friend of the show, Vic Joseph from the WWE. And the one thing that I have wanted to know since Tuesday morning, why is Anthony Lima so upset that I don't follow him on Twitter?
Well, there's a lot more to do than just that, Vic. Because, listen, you think you know somebody. And I'll never forget, we did about a 48-hour bender in Las Vegas where we were best of friends. We were doing things you're just not supposed to talk about at cocktail parties. Or I guess that is exactly where you talk about them. Either way, we were up and down the strip. We were having fun, bottle service. He's married, so I'll just say women for me. I mean, it was a terrific time.
Whoa, what?
Whoa. What? I'm just saying.
Whoa.
There are women in Las Vegas. Pools. I mean, champagne flowing. It was a terrific time. And then we get back, and he gets like this promotion with the WWE, and then I never hear from him again.
Well, maybe you should talk to him more than once in your life, and then maybe it would work out. That's why I have cultivated the relationship, so I could ride his coattails all the way to the WWE. Someday I will be the next Howard Finkel.
Maybe you should get a bus pass and get out of the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And stop running over.
What are you talking about?
First off, what you just recklessly speculated, his family is from here, sir,
yes,
and they are listening.
I have met his wife. She is a great individual.
Secondly, just stop with your petty jealousy. According to him, I tried to talk to him back on, was this on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, according to him, that...
That's corporate run.
They run everything for him.
Yet he still follows you.
He said he had a conversation. And Kenny, he said he had a conversation with
him. He follows Kenny Kidd, too?
Of course he does.
We are close
friends.
So you
can just brag about being the best in the world at what you do?
Anthony, we're close personal friends.
We're friends.
Oh, come on. No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're
okay,
not.
I just made it up. I just made it up.
When Kenny do you hang out? When do you hang out?
He's in Orlando 12 months out of the year. 11 just, out of 12 months of the
year. You make
no
effort. Have you made any effort to go see him in Orlando?
Our families just
in
hung
Orlando?
Out on July 3rd for
yes.
his fireworks
so
party.
So one time in the last...
Because that's when I see him. And then the last time he was in, me and him went out
see,
for drinks.
This is the problem.
He's in Orlando,
I would
Anthony.
Expect more from you, kid. From Kenny. Ken Carmen
Ken
thinks anybody
anything,
who's on Facebook is a friend of his.
That's true.
That's not the case.
I got three small children.
Look
I'm
at
the
excuses.
One who has to go
here
to
they
do
come.
The work
Churning
in the household.
Out.
What do you want?
Vic's got two small children. I've got two small children. We've
you make it work.
But you understand that I don't ask Vic. I don't force Vic. If he can't physically hang out, I don't make him feel guilty if he can't physically hang out. We have friendships long term, and we have friendships from long distances. Just so upset that he doesn't follow you on Twitter. My God.
All right, here's the last one for today.
Hey, it's Andy Baskin from the show that people listen to after you. No, I'm sorry. Anthony, people still listen to you. Here's my point, Ken. I'm really working on trying to change one of my own habits in my life, and I heard you talk about taking pictures of your kids when they go to school the first day and how that's just a bad idea. So I'm hoping you can teach me to be an unloving father like you and help me out just a little bit. How do I become less of a loving father like you and not care about my kids? Because you seem to be an expert at that.
This is easy. Boy, that was personal right there. But I'll tell you, this is easy. What I do is I wake up every morning, now with the three of them.
Oh, that was
and
great.
When I, well, at least when I get home, because sometimes they are asleep when I get up because it's, you know, 3 a.m. So when I either get home and I see them, or if I go and wake them up before I go, I tell one of them that I love one more than the other ones. And then they have to fight for my love and affection throughout the day.
So it's a battle royale.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
And then at the end of the day, I'll tell which one I love the most. And you see, what that will do is eventually, yeah, they'll hate each other because they're trying to get their father's love and approval.
Yes.
But eventually, that will make them hate me and bring them closer together. Because for all intents and purposes, I'll probably die later on today. For them, they will be alive for a long time together. And so if mm-hmm. that brings them closer together over time, you see, they can love each other. They can hate me. I don't care. That's perfectly fine.
So there'll be some psychological trauma, but in the end, I kind of like these tactics. This is warfare at its finest. Darwinism.
Playing well, you just like that there's some love being showed.
Yeah.
Yeah, just enough. Yeah. Just enough to keep them interested.
There you go.
You can't just... Some of these doting fathers, it's way over the top. And let's be honest.
Plus, they're also doing it just for the looks of it. Kenny knows that, too. Let's be
sure.
serious here. Thank you.
Yes.
Coming up at 8:25, Mary Kay Silver going to join us. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers later on tonight. And... folks, I love Mac Wilson. I loved him coming out of the draft. I think he's had an exceptional preseason. Let's not be crazy about this, all right? You need Joe Schobert on that wall. You want Joe Schobert on that wall. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.